Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Second hour of our Martin Luther King Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link. Upper right, that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it's the second Sunday of the month, so that's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. So that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Idaho, where he has been as low as -9 degrees, 12 to 15 inches of snow, and but it's raised up to a whopping 3 degrees today. So he gets the awards for the most snow and the most cold and no water. And we're thinking good warm thoughts that he gets his water thawed today. And then Sister Linda Rasmussen here is here. Nathan, I've lost Linda's picture. Is she still with us?
Yeah, I just asked her to get those things back up. So she might be out doing something right now, just taking care of a quick thing.
So she's not with us at the moment.
Yeah, just waiting for her to turn on her camera and microphone.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we need to because phone lines are starting to fill up. We do have open lines for you. We've got to officially start the show because we actually didn't get to it last hour. We've got so much to talk about, and there's still more to chat about. I actually have some great good news, animal good news to share with you. And but we need to officially start the show. So while we're waiting for Linda to get together, if you would like to get in line, one caller ahead of you so far, but lines are open. And local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And all righty. So everything must be taken care of because I see Linda again. She is actually here with us. So that's great. Good to see you again, Linda.
Hello.
All right, so we are going to officially start the show, and if you haven't been here when we started the show before, you may not have, because we don't usually start in the 10 o'clock hour. We start in the 9 o'clock hour. We've been here, but we just haven't officially done this. And I start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we do a pile of affirmations that hopefully are in line with the advice that Dr. Nels has been giving us about affirmations. And some of them have come from him and Linda. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm going to start right now. And this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, and use them daily in your practices at home, as I know many of you do because I hear from you. Or you can opt out. It's not like dancing on the love train. You got to dance, but this is optional. So here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and then for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. That is our prayer section, and now we've got a pile of affirmations, and all in line with, you know, one of my mantras: thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So we want to get our minds in the right frame, which of course we've gotten some good direction from Dr. Nels, and all of these affirmations are kind of phrased in that way, in the present tense, and describing what we want, not what we don't want, sort of thing, and getting that energy going. This first affirmation, very much in line with Dr. Nell's affirmation. This I got from my spiritual family a number of years ago, and when I started doing it on a daily basis, boy, did it transform my life. So this one, if you like Dr. Nell's affirmation better, that's okay too, or you can do both. Okay. All right. So here we go. I say each one of these out loud three times, and you can do them with me or not, your choice. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty then. Affirmation number two actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll see is when she works with a human here on the air, she usually gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's this one came through one day on the air. And then y'all started using it. And I started hearing how powerful it was. I started using it, shifted my whole life. And I'll tell you, it's an absolute part of my daily ritual. Here it goes. Three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Ooh, yeah, I love that one. All righty, now this one comes from my Ananda family and the Italian division, and is the one I use to keep in the right frame of mind to go out in the world and health and well-being and sharing that rather than the other stuff. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh. Alrighty. Now, this one comes from next week's guest, Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach, communicator, and all-around psychic gal. And this one is intended to kind of help us be grounded and in tune with all this crazy energy that's going on these days. And here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to conclude this big pile of affirmations, we end with Ananda Worldwide's Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this all over the world. You know where to send the love and the light. That's the focus here. We go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Alrighty then, to conclude prayers and affirmation section, this is Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part. To affirm all this, place your hands, cross them over your heart, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Oh, phew. Wow. That feels so good. I feel like our work is done. Except I don't know that our callers would agree with that. So, gosh, it is bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. That means we hopefully are taking your phone calls for the rest of the show. And all you got to do is give us a call, and Dr. Nels will work on the animals involved, and Linda will do a session with the humans, and we'll get you all in great shape for the week. And boy, I don't know about you guys, but I could sure use a tune-up here in this cold weather. And if you would like to join us on the air for free remote treatments. All you got to do is pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And oops, I just looked at the clock. Nathan, you want me to go to the phones? You want me to, we do ads. What's your call?
Let's go ahead and take the phone call here. At least get it going.
So we're going to head down, or we're heading down to Seattle. And Becky, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Becky.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. At least I'm warm. I have power.
Yes.
How are you, wherever you are in Seattle?
I'm on Capitol Hill, and I'm also staying warm and being very grateful for that.
What's the temperature on Capitol Hill?
Oh, golly. I think it's about 22.
All right. So about the same temperature it is out here. Yeah. Dr. Nils has got us beat. He was down at 3. Are you still at 3 degrees, Dr. Nils?
Well, I didn't look. I would think it might have gone up a degree. It doesn't feel
much
different.
Maybe he's at 4 degrees now. But, you know, so we can be grateful that gee, we're in the 20s. So anyway, Becky, who needs help?
Well, I'm here with a very handsome Rocco Romeo. He's my about 17-year-old cat. A black cat, tall and long cat. He's never been overweight. He's got a lot of Maine Coon and Norwegian Forest cat in him.
So long hair.
Yes.
Okay. Long hair and large.
Yeah, he's long and tall. But he it was spring of 2022 that I had him treated for hyperthyroidism
at
that clinic up on Aurora, like 175th or something.
Right, right. A cat's exclusive, I believe.
Yes, and because he was throwing up and having diarrhea, and I can't remember what else was going on.
Did they irradiate him, or are you doing the drugs?
No, not the drugs, because that was twice a day. So he was irradiated, and they said he only had to stay over one night because it was like a low-level hyperthyroidism.
Oh, okay.
And he was doing very well.
So that was, you said spring of 2022 when that happened.
Yes, I think it
was. So it was what, a year and a half or so? We're going on 2 years this spring.
Yeah, and he had all these skin issues, and his poop was kind of a gray color, but it's brown now. Of course, that's one of the problems. About, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or so, he developed a lot of diarrhea. And every now and again, he has a normal poop. I did upgrade his food from Fancy Feast about 6 weeks ago as well. So now I go, I've discovered where the good food is at PetSmart, and just yesterday I went to all the best.
Well, you know what I can tell you? If you're shopping for your pet food at PetSmart or Petco stores, you're not going to get good quality food because they just don't carry the good stuff. You got to go to the higher quality, smaller pet stores.
Well, yesterday I went to all the best
and
got this food that has pumpkin in it. And he loves it. Which is
oh,
good.
Because pumpkin's a good thing.
Yeah, he didn't. There, I bought him Tiki Cat at PetSmart. He didn't like that. He didn't like Applause. He does like Nulo, but or Nulo? I think it's Nulo.
Yeah,
but
Nulo is one. Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go with this pumpkin one. The guy, the clerk, said that pumpkin is very good because it slows down the digestion and hopefully the diarrhea.
Right, it's really good for the digestive tract and all of that sort of thing. So have you been feeding this new pumpkin version of the canned food for very long yet?
2 whole days.
Okay, but he's still got diarrhea going on?
No, he has not pooped at all since then because I gave him, two cans yesterday, one at about 3 o'clock at night, and then one later in the evening, and then another one sometime in the middle of the night, and then another one this morning about 8 o'clock, and he ate all four cans.
Well, he's got you serving him well, you know, because dogs yeah. have masters, cats have staff, and it sounds like, Becky, you're doing your job. You're serving our Rocco Romeo very well. But so it sounds like he's eating this food really well, and so far, no diarrhea.
So far. Now, when Jude gives me a treatment, sometimes he gets a little treatment, and then he would
have... That would be Jude Pont in the Whispering Dragon Center. Okay.
Yes. And he would have a normal poop, but then a couple of days later, he'd diarrhea again, and that's when I switched to the new food. I can't remember what it's called, AR or something, but it's...
Arcana? Well, anyway. But it's got pumpkin in it. So it looks like now, Dr. Nels, you've tuned in to Rocco Romeo because you've been treating him, it looks like.
Yep, I've been doing the energy balancing on him. He needed a lot. And my experience on this radio show and doing cats that have these diarrhea problems, mostly sometimes constipation, is that, yes, the diet is very important. And it sounds like, you know, Becky, you've got the really good stuff going now. This energy tune-up just helps to sort out any issues that are going on with the control mechanisms in that whole system. So usually we see some changes happen within about 24 hours. If they're blocked up, it clears them that one way. And if they're got diarrhea, it usually solves that issue.
All right. That's wonderful.
He also periodically throws up. And sometimes with no food in it, and sometimes with food in it. And, where's my brain? He has, I think, PTSD. I think someone kicked him when he was outside. He used to go outside a lot. But he doesn't jump as well now. He used to be able to jump 4 feet, and now he can jump on the sofa. And actually, he was an indoor cat, but now he does all of his business inside. And ever since he was a young cat, if he has to do it, he jumps in the bathtub. So in the bathtub he goes, and I'm always having to clean it because of the diarrhea, but I'm still grateful he goes in the bathtub.
In the bathtub, yeah. If you're not going to use the cat box, that's the next best choice, I think.
And yeah, I had an old cat, the same thing. You only use the shower. It's like, well, if you got to go somewhere other than the litter box, at least we can clean it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he does strain when he's pooping so that he'll meow and like, ah, and I go running in there and he's in there. And then he kind of walks across the bathtub pooping along the way. And actually, Jude told me he had constipation last year, and she suggested adding some oil. So I Googled what oil to use, and I'd give him just a couple drops in his food, and then he started pooping, and then I stopped it when it seemed to be okay. But he's had all these progressions. I was wondering if you think maybe he's going back into hyperthyroidism. He does have what feels like a little pee on the side of his neck, but he's had that for forever. And he came to me when he was about 2 years old, so I've had him about 15 years.
Certainly sounds like, you know, a lot of what he's going through is kind of, you know, he's 17 years old. You know, he's an older kitty. And the stuff happens. I don't know. Now, usually when they have the irradiation for the hyperthyroid, that's usually a permanent thing. So yeah. Did they say that you needed to do any rechecks with them or on that?
Well, it's been it's been a year and a half since the 3 month checkup, and they said he was fine. And the problem, I take him to the vet all the time, but not lately, because lately he has started, when I put him in the car for the 5 minute drive 7 blocks away, he poops in the carrier. And then when I get home, I have to clean him up. And so I don't
You've
really
been avoiding that.
Yeah, I don't want to take him down there and have him poop and then stress him out.
All right. Well, now there's a couple of other things that I could tell you about, you know, related to Rocco Romeo and the physical condition, the diarrhea, and then also him not being able to jump so well and that sort of thing. The first thing we need to do is let Linda do a treatment with you. Are you open for that, Becky?
Oh, yes. In fact, he's been laying on my lap or on my upper legs, and I'm wondering if he's absorbing anything from me, and if he is, I want it only to be good.
Well, I would say, if Dr. Nails or Linda pick anything like that, they can certainly let us know. But that's also something that would be good to have you call in next week, because that's something kind of in Natasha's world where she could tune in and look at the energy and how much of an exchange there's going on. I mean, our animals do pick up and process our stuff. So it's kind of like that's just the way life is. So the obvious answer to that question is yes, but he'd pick it up from you because he lives with you, not because he's laying on your lap. You know, that happens anyway. You guys have that energy exchange. But I think for the moment, let Linda do the treatment with you. Then what I'm thinking, Nathan, is that we could put all the ads together again and just do one break this hour. And then, Becky, if you have time, as long as we don't have any other callers calling in, we could hold you over. And then after we take care of advertisers, then I could tell you about the other couple of things you can do. If the phones get busier, then we could all pick up the conversation next week on the show. But does that sound okay to you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, so Linda, let's have you take over with Becky. You're in charge.
Hi, good morning, Becky.
Oh, lovely to speak with you.
So, Becky, I'm going to have you just think about something that's been on your mind a lot lately. You're just going to think about it, whatever it is. And then I'm going to ask you to set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. So now you're just thinking satisfied. Satisfied and the number 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. So just closing your eyes and rolling them up and to the right. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, as you think satisfied. 3.
All right, Becky, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and hold that breath as long as you comfortably can, and you can release that breath and replace it whenever you need to, thinking satisfied. 3. Satisfied. 3. Satisfied. 3.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tucking your chin and dipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing what you're thinking about a lot lately back into your thoughts. And that's complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And you're just going to use this affirmation multiple times in your thoughts, say it out loud, and especially use your awareness to just notice all the opportunities to feel satisfied and really embrace that feeling.
All right, Becky. Dr. Nils, anything you want to report more on Rocco Romeo?
Well, he needed a good thorough tune-up, and yes, I did pick up that he was absorbing, you know, or sponging up might be a better way to put it, sponging up some vibrations, and so Linda's tune-up for Becky is going to help him as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yay. All right, Becky, so have you got time to hang on while we take care of advertisers? And then we come back and I can tell you the couple of things that occurred to me that might be helpful for Rocco.
I do, and thank you very much.
All right, so we're going to put Becky on hold because the phone lines are wide open, folks, and now would be the time to pick up the phone and give us a call. You can get a free remote treatments for your animal friends with Dr. Nels, for yourself with Linda. We can do both and all. And local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So pick up your phones, and we are going to take care of advertisers when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about what else Becky can do for the diarrhea and the old age arthritic type stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, let's see. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter R-O, NuPro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins I know, they're NuPro nuggets, and their dog supplement powder is absolutely phenomenal for producing great skin and hair coats. They have a hip and joint formula with that as well, or just the gold formula if you want just the skin and hair coat and vitamin stuff. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out when she's not on the air here at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. Now, Linda does work out of an office, and that would be the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery in Seattle, and you can meet with her in person there. Or because this is energetic healing work, there's no issue with distance. So just like she can work with you remotely here on the air, she can work with you remotely, privately off the air. So you can work with her either way that works for you. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. You can do a free session with Linda. And being on the air with us doesn't count. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't want to call in because I want to get the free session from Linda, call in, get a free session and see how it feels. And then you can have a free session with her off the air as well. So take advantage of that. Linda, I think you said that since the pandemic and all of that, the majority of your work is remote these days.
Yeah.
That's still true?
I would say yes, absolutely. I have probably 80% of my week, I'm with people on the phone or on Zoom, and clients are local. And I just added a couple new clients in North Central Washington, clients in Japan, and so forth.
Wow.
So, yeah, anywhere.
So you got them all over the place. And
yep.
Now, of course, there's pluses, to seeing in person. I mean, we can actually meet each other in person and Linda can work on you in person. That's wonderful if you can do that and you're in this area. But, the bioenergetic synchronization technique, energy code stuff, it works in either way.
Yes.
And sometimes it's even more powerful when in a remote situation. And some people really enjoy that because they don't have to go anywhere. You can do it at home and then you can really focus on yourself and soaking up all that healing and the energetic shifts and so forth without having to drive home or something. So, there's a case to be made either way. But if you would like to work with Linda, would like to talk to her, or you want to schedule that free introductory session with her, all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841 1992. 206-841-1992. And gosh, let's see. We also heard from our wonderful Jude Ponton. She's at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Whispering Dragon Center's in your home now, and it's a wonderful healing environment. And to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of that sort of thing is quite a wonderful experience. And so you want to check it out. She can work with you in person or remotely as well. And you can check out Jude at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And you can call me or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, if you got behavior stuff and going on with your dogs, that's what I do. So, animal behavior therapist and trainer. I work with you privately in your home, teach you everything you need to know about your animal friend, and then customize a program for you. And with most issues, I can get immediate improvement, and sometimes complete resolution to problems immediately or very quickly. That's what I specialize in. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their animals, and by the way, I've got a lot of available time. I'm not booked up as heavily as I often am. And a lot of time that's because it's after the holidays and winter and all of that. But it's a great time to call and talk with me and get a session. You don't have to wait for weeks to see me. So if you need help with your dog friends, give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. So I think we're good on all of that. And Nathan, are the phones working? Because I don't think we have any more phone calls. We're going to go back to Becky, but, you know, are you sure the phones are working?
Yes, they are. We got Becky on the line here. And if you want to join her as well, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll free is 888-298-5569.
Yeah, as I recall, our last show was really swamped, and we could barely get all our callers in. So I don't. Maybe there's nobody out there except Becky. Well, guess who benefits from that? Becky and Rocco Romeo, her wonderful kitty friend, because we can spend some more time with her. But if you would like to pull up a line, we would love to work with you and your animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569. But right now, let's go back to Seattle. And Becky, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello. Nice to
there
speak
you
with
are.
You again.
All righty. I'm just thinking, Becky, I'm looking out my window, and then whenever Nathan flashes me with what it looks like outside down in Bellevue, it's a beautiful sunny day here. And I look out the window at the sun. It's hard to believe. It's like 20 degrees out there. It's like, oh, man, that is something else. I mean, it really is beautiful, but it's cold. And I know, Dr. Nose, you just got up. Did you get up to look outside and see what's going on at your place?
It's snowing at my house.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Seriously. I suddenly had this weird thought, and I looked out, and sure enough, the snow is just falling out there.
Yeah, okay, so if you want the snow, go to Idaho.
That's right. Out here in the Thule's.
You could come to my house, too, but I'll tell you what. It looks like snow, but it's not. It's totally frozen at this point and very crunchy and slowly evaporating. Let's see. We were talking to Becky about her 17-year-old black kitty, Rocco Romeo, and he's had some ongoing issues. Let's see. In spring of 2020, he was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, which is very common with older cats these days. And Becky elected to do the radiation and just, you know, knock out the thyroid. And that's usually the permanent solution to this. it's Becky, I'm not an expert in this field, but usually I don't think that there's anything else that they need to do, with the thyroid, once they've done the radiation thing. But I think you mentioned that you'd had Rocco in for a 3-month follow-up after that, but maybe not since then? Is that right?
Not for that, but okay. He did have some kind of blood work done because I had his teeth cleaned.
Okay. Well, I would say, number one, I think it would never hurt to call Cats Exclusive, where he had the thyroid work done, right. The radiation done. Just tell him, is there a reason, is there a reason to check, or does this sometimes a problem happens after this? Or what? It wouldn't hurt to call and ask them.
Yeah, because it was a mild case, so they gave him less of a dose.
Right.
Than they
would. So I would think, don't y'all think that's a, it wouldn't hurt for her to check in with the radiation docs and see what's going on and if there's any follow-up necessary there. So I would do that.
Okay.
Number two, with the diarrhea and the vomiting, my always have on the shelf remedy for that sort of thing is slippery elm. So have you heard me talk about slippery elm before?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, slippery elm is a tree root and bark extract. Slippery elm is a tree. And it comes in a powdered form in a gelatin capsule, which is what I use most. You can get it in any grocery store or pharmacy that has human supplements. And I usually get the Nature's Way, which is the white plastic bottle with a bright green lid, and they're in alphabetical order. But I can also tell you that slippery elm in particular is about half the cost if you buy it on Amazon rather than at the store. So I get mine on Amazon anymore, and it's relatively inexpensive, but it's a good thing to have on hand. You can use it with dogs and with cats. I start with, if I have a cat with diarrhea, the first thing I would do is just open up a capsule and sprinkle some of the powder into the canned food, the pumpkin food you're feeding, and you could just mix it right into the food.
Okay.
And often just mixing some powder into the food for a few meals is enough to, firm up the stools, stop the problem. If the diarrhea continues, if it's not working, or if there's a lot of vomiting involved, cats can throw up once in a while, and that's kind of normal. But if he's really vomiting consistently, then what I do is make what I call a yummy tummy syrup with the slippery elm. The powder won't dissolve in room temperature water, but if you boil it, then it dissolves. So you boil a little water and then put powder in it, and the slippery elm powder, let it dissolve, let it cool down, and then you can use a syringe, to give some of the liquid orally to the cat. They don't seem to object to it. It doesn't have a bad taste to it. It's pretty benign. So I'm not suggesting that you get the slippery elm and start it immediately. But I would get it and have it on hand, because I think you need to give the work a chance, the work that Dr. Nels has done on Rocco Romeo today and what Linda did with you. This may be all that's necessary to get him back into balance. And I can say, just from knowing Dr. Nels and work over the years, when our animals get old like Rocco Romeo, 17 is getting up there and he's got issues going on, I think that it makes sense to do regular treatments with Dr. Nels to keep them in balance. Now, of course, if you can't do anything else, Becky, you can call in the second Sunday of every month to get a tune-up for him. But you also might need to do something more frequently. So I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, do you have a feeling or a sense for, Rocco, should he be getting ongoing treatment or in general older patients that have issues, how often you would work with them? Can you give us a little guidance there?
Yeah. a lot of times, if they haven't ever seen me before, sometimes it takes a couple, anywhere from 2 to 4 sessions, pretty close together, like a week apart. Okay. I was just tuning into Rocco Romeo, though, and this is not the first time we worked on him on the show either. And so anyway, he probably could stand my energy tests as every other week for a little while, and then after that, probably monthly, getting a tune up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So ideally, Becky, it looks like if you could do a session every 2 weeks with Dr. Nils, would be good. And of course, you could work with Linda on the same frequency, couldn't she, Linda?
Certainly. And I also wanted to suggest, because Becky mentioned kind of a PTSD idea about him, that learning of the Rasmussen reset so that she could help her kitty achieve a calm state herself would be another way to just help. I know that my older cat can get very upset and then have diarrhea. And so that ability to calm the nervous system ourselves when they're resting on our lap is a great thing.
Right. And it sounds like he does that with Becky. Dr. Nils, the Rasmussen reset we're talking about is the system you've developed to reset the nervous system.
Right. And it's available as a little video course that I have, and it's not real expensive either. It's $50. But you have to become a member of my association if you're not a member to get the program. And so you go to my website, click on that quick response button and put your information in there and mention that you'd like to learn more about the Rasmussen reset. And I'll get you started with the membership for $10. And then the course, you can get that for $50.
Fantastic. Yeah. And so that would be a good thing as well, Becky, for you, so that you could work on Rocco Romeo, whenever, which would be great, as Linda was describing. Now, the other thing I want to tell you about, you did mention that Rocco seems to, he not be able to jump up onto things like he used to. Which is, often, the first signs we see of kind of arthritic changes in older dogs and cats. So I do have my favorite option for that. Now, most often would be using it with dogs because they're the ones that most get affected by arthritis and slow down. Like I tell you, my Robbie, he's 11 now, but it was probably about a year when he was about 10, so a year and a half or so ago, that I noticed him not quite being able to jump as well as he used to, and he couldn't just spring right up onto the bed anymore. So that was my clue that, okay, it was time to start him on Connectin. Now, this is the product you can use it with dogs and with cats. It is the best product I have ever found for reducing the symptoms of arthritis and so forth with dogs and cats. It has glucosamine and chondroitin in it, and then 9 herbs at therapeutic levels, and that seems to be the thing, because it works better than even the most expensive prescription stuff you get from vets. Dr. Rose, that created this, originally formulated for humans, too many FDA hoops to jump through and so forth, so went the animal route, but this stuff, this Connectin, is phenomenal. The company that makes it is called InClover, 2 words, InClover, and the product is Connectin, Connectin. I get mine at Bridges in Snohomish. A lot of pet stores, good quality pet stores these days, carry the InClover products. So you shouldn't have problem getting it. So that's something you could also consider. Again, I'm not saying go out and get it right away, but I want you to know about it because, again, I want you to give, you know, the work that Dr. Nels is doing and Linda, we give all this a chance to work. But if we're not quite all the way there, then adding the slippery elm or the yummy tummy syrup from time to time or putting them on Connectin might be the deal that gives him what he needs. Does all that make sense to you, Becky?
Yes. Is the Connectin in a dropper, a liquid?
It's a powder.
Oh.
So you would put it in the food. Now, I also find that the in clover is very, very helpful. And if you're concerned about that, I would call in clover, because usually you talk to Dr. Rose. There can be very helpful and talk to you about that and how you would be able to do that.
Okay. By the way, when you were talking about slippery elm, it reminded me that Jude suggested I get colon rescue from Animal Essentials, and I look at the little bottle, and it does have slippery elm in it, along with licorice root and marshmallow root.
And yeah. So that could be helpful too. So you could use that. Now the other thing we can do, Becky, if you want to call in next Sunday, Natasha will be here. So we can have her tune into the energy, and because she's not connected to any of this stuff, she can kind of unbiasedly look at it and see how it resonates with Rocco Romeo, and what might be the best help for him, you know, in terms of these additional products and whether he needs them or not and that sort of thing. So we could follow up with this next week if you want to give us a call.
Oh, excellent. Well,
Alrighty. You
know, he has a good attitude. I mean, he sleeps a lot right now, because it's cold and we're not going outside. If I'm outside, he'll come outside. And if I play with him, he'll respond right now. And I was shocked. About 2 weeks ago, he went outside for about 2 minutes and came back with a mouse. I was like, what? And so I put him outside again and watched him, because he likes me to watch. And he ate the whole thing, the entire thing.
Oh, my Buzzy did the same thing last week, because the mice come into his cat run, and darn if he didn't eat one.
And it completely digested. He never threw it up. I never saw pieces come out. It was wow, that was impressive.
Yeah, most of the time that happens with my Buzz, too. This time he threw it up. That's how come I knew he ate a mouse. I don't like it when they do that, but, you know, I mean, that's what cats do. So,
yeah, and I always usually used to try to take it away from him, but I couldn't this time.
All righty. Well, we are smack out of time in this hour. If there's more you'd like to chat about, can hold you over. Otherwise, I think you need time to digest all of this and check into some of that stuff, and you can call us next week. But also, I would check in at Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, and look at the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home and all of that sort of thing. And you can certainly talk to Dr. Nels off the air if you need to, okay?
Okay, just quickly, the food that I give him now is by N and D, and it says pumpkin, and it says wild boar pumpkin and apple recipe, or duck and pumpkin recipe, N and D.
I never
heard
of
it.
That's a good food. That's a good food.
Excellent. Thank you ever so much, and thank you, all three of you.
Alrighty, and I think Nulo might make a food with pumpkin in it, too, but so you can check that out. Anyway, thanks, Becky. Report in next week, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. God bless. All righty. So we are out of time, and that means we got to fire up the love train one more time. And oh, boy, it wasn't quite the same as being into the studio, but Dr. Nels has got enough room in his office to get up and dance around. That made me get up and dance around. I think Linda left the planet for a while. But anyway, so we're going to all love train it up here and send the love all over the planet. We need peace on Earth. Everybody agree? So let's send the love and peace. We know where to send it. And here we go. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and get on the love train with us, because we'll cruise through, pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And by the way, we have another full hour to go. And if there's anybody out there, will you call us and let us know? 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Here we go, energizing up the love train. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.